The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Ashley Kennedy. She is on the Board of Directors of Huron County Farm Bureau. We're going to be talking about the winter event that is coming up for Huron County and Sanilac County Farm Bureau early next month, mid-month of January. And we're going to be talking about what's going to be happening and how you can participate. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I guess the first thing I would ask is when and where is the winter event?
Very important information. The event is on January 18th, 2020, and it's going to be at Ubley Heights.
Is that a weekend date? Is that a...
Yep, it's a Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. So doors will open around 5:30, and we'll start the program around 6.
And what is the focus of the winter event? Is it just to get people out of their cold houses and get together and be grateful about farming?
Absolutely, yeah. We started it 2 years ago just as an event to get farmers and people interested in agriculture together, to have a good time, get them talking. You know, with how the economy's been the last few years, it's been pretty tough. And we all know that, you know, when you interact with people, that tends to boost your mood and make you happier. So we thought, what better way to do it than to get everybody together?
Good food and good company.
Absolutely. Yep, that's the goal.
How many people have you had in the past? Has this been well attended so far?
Yeah, our first event completely sold out, so we had around 350 people.
Was that still a combined one here on Sanilac, or was that just...
That was just Huron County, although we had people from all over the thumb. We had people as far as Lapeer, Sanilac County, Tuscola County. We kind of pulled people in from all over. So it was just a Huron County event, but we had people from all over. So this year we thought, why not have us and Sanilac County get together and put it on together.
And cross your fingers for good driving weather so everybody gets there.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the one thing this time of year you cannot predict this far ahead.
No, not at all, especially because our speaker's driving up from Illinois, so hopefully he has good driving. Him and his wife have good driving weather, too.
Okay. Basically, it's the meal and then a speaker.
Yep, it's a meal and speaker, and then after the speaker, we're planning on keeping the cash bar open, and if people want to hang out, we'll play music, we'll have games available, so it really is an event that we're hoping everybody can have a great night of sitting and talking and hanging out.
Until they kick you out.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been told they'll kick us out at like 11 o'clock, but I figure whatever, that's still plenty of time to have fun.
Okay, now you say the speaker is coming up from Illinois. Mm-hmm. Who is the speaker?
So his name is Rob Sharkey. That, for those of you that don't know him, Sharkey really is his last name. He calls himself the Shark Farmer. And so he's a crop farmer from Illinois. And the reason why we thought his story was really important is because in the 90s, him and his wife almost lost their farm to bankruptcy. And with the difficulties that have been in agriculture, he has a really inspiring story of how they worked really hard, pulled themselves out of it, and now he is a nationally known radio host. He has a podcast, a radio show on Sirius XM, and then he also is the host of Shark Farmer TV now on RFD TV. So he's doing some really phenomenal, amazing things, and his story is really inspirational.
And it's one of those things with farming is that you can do everything right, and yep, the markets take a turn or the weather takes a turn, and you it's all out of your control.
Yep, absolutely. And that's sort
and that's of probably one of the more frustrating things. You know, if you're in a regular, you know, business, you can say, well, I made this mistake, I made that mistake, mm-hmm, yeah, I won't make that again. But you can still do all the right things and still wind up at the end of the season scratching your head, you know, what went wrong?
Yep. If you listen to him on his radio show, he talks about that daily, about how this, you know, growing season was really tough for them in Illinois. We were actually here in the thumb, especially in Huron County around my place, as tough as this year was, it was really tough for them, you know.
Well, it was tough even further south.
Absolutely.
You got around Frankenmuth in that area, mm-hmm, they had a lot more wet stuff at times that were flooding mm-hmm out fields. I mean, it's very specific to regionalized areas that do well and do not. And there's always this thing in farming, you know, when somebody does bad, the people who have done well do a little better because it's supply and demand.
Yep, yep, absolutely. And so he has some really unique perspectives, having gone through some tough times that, you know, he hopefully can give everybody some inspiration when they're leaving. And he's really one of the nicest people I've ever met. So I think he's going to be welcomed with open arms here from the agricultural community. So we're excited to have him.
We were talking a little bit before the show, and you had mentioned that he had to make some kind of drastic changes to his farming operation to pull himself out. And, you know, maybe, you know, that's one of the hardest things to do is what you've been doing all along. You know, I've got to take this part and just no more and concentrate on this. So that's probably even more anxiety because now I'm counting on this for everything instead of having split my, you know, my possibility of disaster.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Him and his wife, they had a, you know, large crop farm, but then they also had a hog operation. And, you know, he says that growing up, he thought of himself as a hog farmer. That's what he was. He loved being out with the pigs, and they ended up having to sell the hog operation and shut it down because it was, you know, really the most drastic part that they were failing at financially. And, you know, it saved their farm. And now he said, he's like, you know, I'm really glad that I did it because I have this to pass on to my kids, and my wife and I are doing well. But he said it was a really tough decision to make at the time. And, you know, he said deep in his heart, sometimes he still thinks of himself as a hog farmer because that's, you know, what he grew up with and what he did for, you know, 20 some years of his life and what his parents and his grandparents did. But, you know, it was a tough decision for him. But he said, you know, and then you're trying to keep the crop farm going when you have all this debt that you're, you know, you're paying off two farms debt and you only have one farm now. So yeah, he totally has a really unique experience and, you know, has made some of the tough decisions that, you know, you don't want to make, but sometimes you have to.
And he probably had to make decisions on the crop farming as to what he was going to plant, because he probably used some of the acreage for feed for the hogs, which he didn't need anymore. And, you know, if it was so economical to do that, he'd still kept the hogs. So he had to figure out whether, you know, do I just go all into this one commodity or do I diversify a little bit? Again, trying to limit your exposure as best you can in a market you don't control.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and he went from, you know, growing most of his crops to feed his pigs to then all of a sudden saying, now I have to figure out how to market. I have to figure out, you know, I'm not growing corn for animals anymore. I'm growing corn for an elevator. I'm growing soybeans for an elevator versus, you know, feed for my hogs. So absolutely, yeah, he really had to make some drastic changes. You know, his a lot of his outlook of his business really changed. So,
and it isn't just him. It affects the whole family. The whole family's stressed out. The whole family has to deal with it. And every day you cringe when the mail comes, those type of things, because, you know, what new disaster is going to be popping up today? I mean, it's not an easy road, and I don't want to minimize it for anybody who's having, you know, financial and problems and getting, you know, deeper and deeper in the hole.
Absolutely. It's really stressful and it's very real. And that's the other part of it is since he's gotten on the radio, he's been really open about his unwillingness to talk about mental health and, you know, how hard those things are, how hard it's on is on your family, you know, talking about stress, depression, anxiety, all of those things. So that's another really unique thing of a story that he has this voice and he's been using it for that, that I also think is really important. And here in County Farm Bureau's just kind of starting to work with the suicide prevention committee at Huron County Behavioral Health. And so I think all of this kind of starts to tie in together. And, you know, that's why we really thought it was important to bring all of this together.
Probably give you tips on, you know, if you're going to make drastic changes like he did, you know, how do you go out and buy the equipment you need when you're in basically bankruptcy? I mean, that's a neat trick.
Like yes,
you,
it
you
is.
You have to find somebody who's willing to take a gamble on you from your past experience and the assets you do have that are tangible and will never go away. And hopefully that's not so overextended that you can't get what you need, because it takes money to make money and it takes equipment to keep a farm running.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So I think, you know, just with the uniqueness of the situation that agriculture's in right now, I think this event in many ways is very valuable, even if it's just to come and hang out with people who have been going through similar situations. You know, you may feel like you're alone, but you're not. There's a lot of us that are, you know, have been in a similar situation, and, you know, we can all commiserate together, I guess.
Well, and I'm sure he's a gifted speaker, that he can, even though you're going through all of this, relaying his accounts can bring a little smile to your face, the way he puts it in these types of things, because, you know, it can't be all heavy, or,
yes,
or people will like, oh, or down.
Yeah, absolutely. He has a great sense of humor, and I have been reassured by a friend who I trust completely that he is a great speaker. He's really talented. He's really inspirational. And so I think we're really lucky that we could get in on his schedule and get him in, because in the height of meeting season, you know, we were lucky that we could get him to come up to Huron County, because I've heard from several people that he's really, really great to listen to.
Because this would be the season he can go out if he's farming, you know. Yep. In the wintertime, you've got a little extra time.
He though. Does, yeah.
And now that he doesn't have the hogs, he doesn't have that every day
no.
to deal with. But yeah, farmers basically don't stop. I mean, even in the wintertime, if you're a cash crop farmer, you're looking at, you know, fertilizers you're going to need, the seed. Is it going to get here on time?
Yeah.
Is it going to get here? And is it going to try to sprout before it warms up enough for us to put it in the ground?
Absolutely. You know, overhauling equipment, getting ready for the spring. Absolutely. It
getting
doesn't
the old
stop.
Welder out and making sure everything's going to work when you need her.
Yep. Becoming the jack of all trades.
Well, that sounds like fun. How do people attend? Do they go online to the Farm Bureau site? How do they get tickets? And because you need to know how many are coming, so you have a plate for everyone.
Absolutely, yeah. So tickets are $25. If you want to get them, you can call the Huron County Farm Bureau office and talk to Laura. The phone number is 269-9911. Or you can call the Sanilac County person, John Bowski. His phone number is 810-705-0728. Or if you're tech savvy and you want to do that, you can find Huron or Sanilac County Farm Bureau on Facebook and shoot us a message.
There you go. It'll probably also give you more information about the guy coming and all that stuff. So it'll
it's
a lot handier than trying to pump the information out of the poor person on the other end of the phone who's just, I just need your address and your person.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have lots of flyers up. We have a Facebook event where we're sharing new information. We're going to talk about sponsors. So it's definitely available. Facebook is a great way to see everything that's happening and what's going on.
Now, you were mentioning before we went on the show that Farm Bureau had a big anniversary this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This year, 2019, is Michigan Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary. So it was
1919 is when it all started.
Yeah, so it was really exciting. It was a big deal. We had our annual meeting last week, and we had a big gala. Lots of policy was made, and yeah, it was a great time. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it, but from everybody else, I heard it was great. Lots of people from Huron County were there. And represented our county well, and I guess it was a big birthday party.
Yeah, and don't know if it was right from the start, but Huron County's been involved in Farm Bureau for a lot of those years.
Absolutely, yeah. Huron County has always been really important in Michigan Farm Bureau. We have, you know, often had people on various committees and whatnot. We had some policy that we started here at the county that, you know, made it to the final round for the state booklet every year. You know, we're a grassroots organization, so policy is sent from counties to the state, and then we put our book together that then guides where organization goes for the year. And
sometimes those policies go on to the national level.
Absolutely,
too.
Yeah, it's really,
if they're, you know, if they're not so localized to what certain areas have, but if it's something that affects agriculture across the country, they'll be policy-wide. They'll look at it at the national level.
Absolutely.
As well.
It's not uncommon. Michigan is highly regarded in our policy that we send to the national level. So, yeah, it's not uncommon to see the same bullet points from our state book and the national policy book, too.
Terrific. And hopefully, and these policies are things that Farm Bureau uses when it comes to legislation and regulations and such. to try and let the lawmakers know what's good for agriculture, what's good for local farmers. And because sometimes you get a lot of them city slickers, they don't they only think milk comes from the grocery store, and it's not. It's a whole business. We have a lot of dairy in our area. We've got a lot of soybeans. We're one of the heaviest agricultural areas in the state.
Absolutely, yeah. To put it in, I guess, the easiest to understand terms, policy is what us as farmers see as our beliefs and our wishes for, you know, how things like environment, agriculture, you know, anything that touches agriculture, our beliefs for how it should function and go. And that's basically what policy reflects. We call it policy, but I would say that it's our beliefs and our views on those kinds of things.
And it puts your position out on policies that others may be trying to do, you say environmental and such, without realizing the impact it will have on agriculture and getting that stuff to your table.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing about it, too, is it, you know, Michigan Farm Bureau is a huge organization. Even here in County Farm Bureau has a lot of members. And the book tries to put us all on the same page for, you know, a lot of things, because everybody has different opinions and whatnot. And it's really hard to then say, you know, 100,000 people, let's represent everybody's opinion. Well, that's really tough. So
cherry farmers have something totally different than soybean farmers have, that dairy farmers have to deal with, that the guy growing apples for cider has. I mean, it's and we're so diverse in this state.
Yes.
I think we're second only to California, if I remember the stats, as far as the diversity of crops that we have. And it seems to keep growing. We've gotten into vineyards. Mm-hmm. We've gotten into more things through the years. So it seems like that's only going to expand as far as it can with our climate.
Yeah.
And we thrive because we have microclimates.
Correct.
You can grow the grapes in the Traverse City area around here some places because the water gives you a little different climate. And makes the soil better for it. So it's really diversified in Michigan. You can find a whole grocery store full of stuff out there.
Yes, you can. And that's, you know, not everybody's opinion is represented in the policy book. But the unique thing is that everybody gets the chance to stand up there and put their opinion out, and then they vote on it. And, you know, my opinion isn't represented in everything, but I got the chance to put my beliefs out there, and then we all got put on the same page.
And starting off at the county level means you've got that little more micro climate area involved. And you can send it on to the state, and they can see if it fits for a larger audience and go from there.
Absolutely, yeah, because we definitely have some policy that stays in Huron County. It's Huron County issues, and it's in our Huron County policy book. But then there's other things that we're like, well, I think this might apply to other areas, other counties, other regions in the state. So let's
other crops. I mean,
absolutely, they're
not all crops are having unique problems. Some of them are, you know, similar down the line.
Absolutely. So we send it on up, and then we see. Sometimes they take it. Sometimes they say, no, we don't think this fits, which is fine. That is the nature of making policy. It's unique.
Terrific. So again, you've got this coming up when?
January 18th, 2020, Saturday, and it'll be at Ubley Heights. So for more information, contact Huron County or Sanilac County Farm Bureau.
Or go to their Facebook
pages. Go to our Facebook pages.
That'll give you the numbers there, too.
Absolutely. Yep. The numbers are up on there. It's really easy to get in contact with us on there.
And when you talk to the people at Farm Bureau, they can tell you all the things Farm Bureau can do for you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thanks for spending some time with us. I hope you get a good turnout. I hope the speaker helps people find some, at least a little respite from all the tension and stress they have in their lives, to see that you're not alone, that somebody else was able to get through it, and maybe we can too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Our guest today on the program has been Ashley Kennedy. She's with the Board of Directors of the Huron County Farm Bureau. The winter event coming up January 18th, Ubley Heights Country Club. Doors open 5:30. The dinner starts at 6, and after the dinner, they'll hang around for a little communing and maybe some games and such as well, just to let everybody bond a bit. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it here.